Okay, you said it. I know you've said it. You said that when it came to time to stay in control with your holiday spending, you were going to stand firm, not go crazy. Well, how'd that work out for you last year? Not bad, huh? Well, the nice thing is that you get another chance to get it right, and I have some help for you. Here to share the findings of their 2023 holiday shopping survey and give you some ideas to keep sanity and stability in your credit score this year is Senior Director of Public Education Advocacy at Experian, Rod Griffin. How are you today, Rod?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Experian.com is where you can learn more about the great services, not just this time of year, but especially this time of year, that Experian offers to make you a little more aware, wise, and protected with your credit card, your credit rating, credit score, all the above, and more. Talk about some of the findings with the holiday shopping survey, because we hear, depending on who you talk to, different things about the economy and what the cost of spending, cost of shopping is, cost of living is. So how is all that playing out when it comes to holiday shopping?
Well, people are telling us that they're trying to be more careful. And I think that's probably not a surprise. It tends to be true for all of us, I think, in terms of what we're seeing with the economy and costs being higher than usual. So not a real surprise there. 56% of people in our survey told us that they plan to use cash for their purchases this year. So that, I think, says a bit about what they're thinking around not taking on debt or how to manage their credit and make sure that they don't take on too much. 46% of those people said they plan to use a debit card as opposed to just cash. So they're still using a convenient means of transaction, but it's tied to cash rather than credit. And, you know, I think that's important. You know, people are telling us as well that they are, for the first time in 5 years, including a financial New Year's resolution. Through COVID, ironically, people weren't making those we're going to save or pay down our debt kinds of New Year's resolutions, and now they are again. So money and cost is top of mind for everyone, I think.
Yeah, I think during the COVID pandemic, people were sitting at home doing their online shopping and then realizing after it was all said and done, I shouldn't have done that, should I have?
Yeah, it's when the January bills arrive. It's a very Merry Christmas and then a not-so-merry January New Year start when you have large debt. So I think people are really thinking about that. They're thinking, though, about how to use credit well in conjunction with cash, too. And I think that's really important, understanding that credit's a financial tool that can be used to your advantage if you use it well, and that maintaining it, managing it, taking care of your credit history, your credit scores is really important so that you can save money using credit. You know, credit and debt aren't the same thing, although we think of them that way. You know, credit's a financial tool, debt's the financial problem.
You know, a lot of people probably are surprised too with all the activities that the Fed has been doing as far as interest rates that really just opened up the doors for the credit card companies to do a lot of user unfriendly things with their interest rates. And a lot of people are probably looking at their statements now versus last year saying, how did that happen?
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, when you look at the interest rates going up, and they have, finding tools that can help you reduce those costs is really important. And that's where your credit score and your credit report come in. If you can build credit without taking on debt, that can be a really powerful tool. And what people are telling us in the survey about how they plan to use cash, but also you manage some credit, brings that into play. It's Experian recently launched what we call our Experian Smart Money digital checking account and debit card that actually embeds our Experian Boost credit building feature in it. And what Experian Boost will allow you to do is have those positive cell phone payments, your positive utility payments, things like natural gas, water, electricity, your streaming services for Netflix or Hulu or HBO Plus, and even potentially your rent reported to Experian. And what we find is 2 out of 3 people see an increase in their FICO score right away, on average about 13 points. And if you're recovering, had some issues with your credit history, or building your credit for the first time, that average goes up to about 19 points if you're paying your bills through the Experian Smart Money account and having them added. So you can get credit now for things that aren't traditional credit. That's critical because when you have a good credit score, it means you'll pay lower interest rates. It means you can take advantage of things like cash back or discounts on purchases. which can be really important during the holidays.
Rod Griffin, Senior Director of Public Education Advocacy at Experian, Experian.com, the website. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned, and we hear it on the TV commercials too, 13 points, 19 points, some points in between, depending on your specific situation and condition. How much of a difference in a credit score does it make with what you are going to get charged as far as interest rates are concerned?
It can make a significant difference. The higher your credit scores are, the better. And so if you can improve your credit score, you have scores that are 700 or greater, you're likely to pay lower interest rates. If you're 750 or higher, you'll probably get the best terms and best rates. So improving that score, making it as strong as it can be, is going to be really important in terms of how much it will cost you to use credit if you carry a balance.
And that's certainly a more rational thing to do than to try bouncing around looking for lower card rates. I don't think they do it as much anymore versus in the past, but this was the time of year, January, February, certainly. A lot of the credit card companies used to offer these zero interest rate special periods, but then when that special period came to an end, if you hadn't paid things off, oh, you were going to have a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you have to be aware of the introductory rate contract requirements, things like the interest rate. If you don't complete your payments within that 6-month time frame, your interest rate could jump, you know, to 23 or 25 or 30% as opposed to being 17 or 18%. The average credit card rates now are closer to 20, 22% is from what I understand and have seen. So they're a bit higher already. So it's important to make those payments on time right away and make sure that you don't have any late payments. That's going to hurt. And if you do get an introductory rate, make sure that you understand the terms and make sure that that debt is paid off before the end of that term, or you could face significantly higher interest rates.
Now, obviously, at least I hope it's obvious for everyone listening, if you default, that is going to be a huge mark against you on your credit score. But does slow paying a new debt hurt your credit score?
Yeah, so there are two things you kind of touch on there. There are really two things that you have to do to have good credit scores. You have to make your payments on time every time. Late payments will wreck your credit scores faster than anything else. The other is keeping your credit card balances as low as possible. If you can pay your credit card balances in full each month, that's ideal. You don't have to carry a balance to help your credit scores. If you're carrying a balance, it just means you get to pay the interest on that. It's going to cost you more money. So, you know, making sure that you pay your bills on time, keeping those balances as low as you can will help improve your scores the most. Slow pay, if your payment is late based on the due date from the lender, you may face late fees or interest rate changes. But if it's just 1 or 2 days late, it's not going to affect your credit score or your credit report. With credit reporting, a late payment is a full 30 days late, a full billing cycle late. And that's why you on your credit report, you'll see 30 days late, 60 days late, 90 days late, not 1 or 2 days late. So if you miss that due date from your lender, but you catch up on that payment, it likely won't affect your credit scores in any way.
Experian.com is the website. You can find out more about the getting a free credit report, which I wonder how many people don't even take that first step as far as creating an understanding of their credit situation, their credit score. Experian Boost, there's a whole host of services. Rod mentioned the checking account that can help build your credit as well through online payments. You can find all that and more at Experian.com. He is the Senior Director of Public Education Advocacy at Experian. Rod Griffin. Rod, thanks for the information, the steps to sanity for all things regarding credit. Thanks for being here today.
Chris, thank you so much. Take care. Happy holidays.